6:05 p.m. Thursday, August 30th, 2018. I will recognize that the Academy of Dover Board of Directors meeting has a quorum. So I will ask that everyone rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alright, so we have Bishop Thomas, Dr. Fletcher, Dr. Leone, Mrs. Robinson, Mrs. McCarthy, our teacher rep, Mrs. Holmes, our parent rep, head of school Sherry Marshall, assistant Principal Jean Capers, Bill Vince, our financial consultant, and Marianne Longo. I'm going to ask that everyone take a moment to review the minutes from the July 19th, 2018 meeting, and once you've taken a few minutes to do that, I'll entertain a motion to approve those minutes unless there is a question. Everybody had a chance to review the minutes.
Oh, they're still into it. Okay.
No, that's something.
Okay.
Make the motion.
Move we second. Accept the minutes.
And I will second that motion.
All right. So it's been moved by Drs. Leone. Moved by Dr. Leone that we approved them, and seconded by Dr. Fletcher.
I know I'm big, but I'm not.
I was going to say Dr. Leone and Leone. Fletcher. But, all in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
All right, the minutes from the July 19th, 2018 Board of Directors meeting, the minutes are approved. We have Mr. Charles Johns from Matthew Smith Bus Company. Present.
Bobby. Charles. Sorry.
That's
Bobby's
problem. My middle name is Robert.
Okay. That's like, no, it's Bobby.
I heard him say Charles.
Well, right. We know him as Bobby.
Gotcha. All right. We have Mr. Johns representing Matthew Smith Bus Company here. So I guess we'll just handle this during public comment. Mr. Johns would like to address the board. Mr. Johns, the floor is yours, sir.
Hey, I would like to address the board. Let's say I'm representing Matthew Smith. And this year we're asking for a raise because of drivers we need to increase their wages because it's very hard to get bus drivers. And the drivers we've got are threatening to quit if they don't get a raise. And so that's what we're working. We're definitely asking for a raise.
All right. So what do you have some numbers that you can present
yes,
to us?
Yes, I've asked for.
Okay. It's in the packet. Sorry.
Next to last page.
Okay. Go ahead, sir. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay. You want me to tell how much?
Yeah,
no.
It's
okay.
Last page.
Okay. We're asking for a. $9,000 raise for the year. That equals down to $10 a driver per bus per day.
She's very small.
We have to give them a $10 raise. We have 5 buses, 5 drivers. And we definitely need drivers.
So have you guys, my assumption is you've already set their wage rate for the year?
Yes, we have. We have started taking that out of our account as of now.
And what is our current contract with?
Current contract is $21,000.
$210.
Oh, it's listed. Okay.
And that's going to bring it up to $219.
But how long is our contract for? Do we have the sign?
I think it's only a year.
It's by year to year.
Right, but we've already, have we signed one for?
No.
So this is the proposed contract for 2000?
Yes. So we're operating right now on a continuance of the previous one until we get this one signed.
Yes.
I do need to speak up on behalf of our transportation supervisor, Siobhan Stewart, who was not able to be here tonight. She did ask me to speak up for her, on her behalf of some concerns. One just being that our contract was $210,000 when we went 200 school days. When we reduced it last year to 180, we're still paying the same rate. So it didn't decrease, even though we were 20 days less. So we're still paying the same rate we were with 200 days versus 180. She's concerned with the communication, which I know she's been talking to Mr. Johns, and the communication with the drivers. That was an issue the first day of school. We had kids here till 4:45 because we couldn't get in touch with the bus driver to find out if the child was safe, and we had a very upset parent.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Sir. So communication, in a sense, the drivers have phones or what? How do they?
Radios.
We've got radios.
Like CB radio?
Yeah, but they only cover the Capital School District area.
Right, the vicinity.
So if they
go because we go smarter to Milford.
The radios that we got, those buses were purchased by the Capital School District.
Were you guys providing service for Capital School District?
Yes.
They do.
Yes.
And that's the other thing I know too.
We took all. And we're using it, and we left the radios in there. Now, at one time, you all provided cell phones for the drivers. Then they took the cell phones back.
How many
buses? Cell phones,
5 buses.
As long as my drivers are driving the bus, they're not allowed to use cell phones, not allowed to be on cell phones. So if you're calling and you can't get them, that means they're driving. They're on the highway. And all the time you get when they stop.
So is this request for an increase also being asked of your other clients of the Capital School District? And
oh, yes, we got a raise from them. And Capital School District, we get a fuel adjustment. Here, we don't get a fuel adjustment.
All right, so Mr. John, I mean, unless any of the other board members have any questions, I mean, this is something we wouldn't be able to make a decision on this tonight because we have to discuss it, and we have budgetary issues that we need to discuss, but we will certainly get back to you guys.
And I would like to...
As soon as possible.
I would like to say one more thing. We need cameras on the buses.
Now, is that something
that... Supplies for the Capital School District buses. When we take the buses off the Capital School District run, they take the cameras out.
All right. Now, is that something you guys would normally pass on to your customers or would outfit in the buses themselves? I'm talking cost-wise.
Wasn't there state money for cameras at one time? I seem to recall something like that. I know when they first started putting them in,
Bill, I don't know if you remember or not.
I remember, but I'm not 100% sure. Yeah. I think they did initially.
It seemed to me that the state kicked in.
What does a camera cost?
I think they're around about $2,100
per camera.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can certainly tell you that's not something that's possible.
$10,000.
Are you guys going to give us a proposed contract? I mean, I know you have the letter here, but is there going to be a proposed contract document?
Yes, you will send your from the school every year.
Okay. Any other questions?
I guess my concern is, like she said, we went from 200 days down to 180. That's a 10% decrease in the number of days you've got to run that bus last year.
Right.
We kept it at $210,000.
Right. $210
so that's a 10% increase last year.
Yeah, I asked for a raise last year and didn't get it.
Because, well, you did get a raise.
Because you went down to
$180 days,
right?
But it cost you 10%
right.
less.
Right.
And you talk about, you know, your reserves. I think we talked before, maybe last fall, about our financial situation. We're using all our reserves just to keep the school open.
Okay.
And this is another hit on our side.
Right.
I would like you to consider maybe something a little less than 219.
We've been at 210 ever since 2014.
All I'm saying is last year,
we
went down 10% in our days, and we kept the contract the same. We didn't reduce it.
But I'm saying we've been at 210 ever since 2014. This is 2018.
Right, no, we understand what you're saying.
And we haven't got any increases from the state. In fact, the local districts are giving us less money, too.
We haven't got any increase either.
Yeah, the local districts are giving us less money. And I'm just saying, could you consider something less than 219? That's my question.
Well, we're not making anything off from it. I'm paying this to the drivers. We're not getting anything.
You're not making any profit at all in your operation?
No, we get this just for the drivers. That's all I'm asking for, a raise for the drivers. That's all.
We're still not addressing the 10%
from last year.
Right.
From last year, that's the part I don't understand. I mean, I guess if things adjusted as we gone through, sir, I think we would be more receptive. But the fact is that what you're saying is you absorbed that 10% and you still want an increase on top of that.
That's for last year. I asked for an increase for last year, but we didn't get it because of you going back to 180 days. So I left it at where it was.
So that's an increase of 10%.
Yeah. This year, I'm asking for an increase for the drivers. Not for us, for the drivers.
Uh-oh.
And it's hard to get bus drivers.
Let us know. But I think, Mr. John, I think what the board is saying is, you guys got a 10% savings when our numbers went down. Why isn't that passed on to the drivers?
We use that for our maintenance.
Okay, but
maintenance fuel and all that.
Mm-hmm. From our perspective,
and we didn't get a raise last year. That's what we use.
What we're saying is that it is a raise.
We use that from our perspective. They haven't had a raise in 2 years, 2-3 years.
These are the same drivers.
Most of them are. Yeah, some of them are. Then we got some new drivers. But even your new drivers, if you don't pay them, they're going to go someplace else.
I have one other question to ask you. You said you got an increase from the Capital District.
Yes.
So they gave you an increase.
Yes.
So.
Maintenance?
Are you apportioning the increase that you're asking with us at the same rate with them? Is there a proportion? You got a portion from the Capital and you expect to get a portion that will make you whole? Or did you get everything you asked for from them and now you want to ask additional piece for us. How is that helping us? Because you use the same buses and you use the same drivers, right?
No, not for the capital.
Okay.
This is different from the capital school district. There are different drivers.
What are the capital drivers making more money since the capital gave you an increase?
I gave them an increase. That's the reason why I've got to give the drivers here an increase, because I gave the capital drivers an increase.
So the buses that you're using for our students are not the same buses you use in the capital district?
No.
You don't? No. So they just do our run and that's it?
Yes.
They then go home and lock the bus up?
All right. Well, in the interest of expediency, Mr. Johns, we, as a board, we have to discuss it.
Okay.
So when you send the contract over, we will review it and definitely get in touch with you and try to do it in the quickest manner possible. All right, but we do appreciate you coming.
All right.
Yeah, good seeing you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care.
All
right. Thank you.
Take care. Nice to meet you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right. See him out the door.
Yeah, thank you.
So we've been using this company since 2014.
Mm-hmm. We used them before and we dropped them and went with a different company.
So
and then that company was a lot more money, so we went back to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our transportation supervisor complains about them every day.
So have we sought out? I'm sorry.
And we're not that. Sorry to cut you off. I know for a fact, this year in particular, we're not the only school that they've had problems with, because I've heard other people talk about
And there's a shortage of bus companies in Delaware. I know in Wilmington, the kids are taking the DART to school.
So they have.
So I know.
Abaquinimic School District, I found out yesterday, they lost three buses from one vendor, so they're short three buses to start the year. It's very difficult to find another
like
place.
We
so we
say,
need them. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
That must be the problem. And I can't speak on behalf, like as a parent with a child that rides the bus, because my kids have never rode the bus to AOD. My husband, he just drops them off. But my daughter, now that she's at postal weight, she's three to a seat. So, I mean, to hear this conversation, I mean, it kind of puts it in perspective, because, you know, after this week, you know, I was going to make a call, like, you know, just trying to figure out, like, why, you know, there's three kids to a seat.
It's horrible. I get
on
calls.
A bus coming to her development. Tough, like, that just doesn't make sense to me.
You're lucky your kids are dropped off by your husband.
Yeah. Two of my kids ride their buses to their schools, and I get messages. It's never their bus, but it's always, this is an alert. If you ride bus so-and-so, the bus will be late. And I can't imagine waiting for a kindergartner on the corner and your kid doesn't show up.
And
for
we've
an hour.
Had where he's saying we don't share the buses.
That's my issue.
We don't, but if one of their drivers at Capital calls out, our bus drivers are substitutes. So there's been times where we've had a line of like bus three students waiting and waiting and waiting for the bus to come because they have to finish the Capital route first. So they do use them as substitutes.
So
which isn't often, but it does happen.
But that's a contract breach, though.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to provide the service.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to know, you're not paying your drivers different prices.
No.
That's not how business is done.
Yeah.
And you also don't flagrant. I mean, I know it happens. Companies pass on labor costs to clients, but you don't tell them that you're passing on the labor costs.
Mm-hmm.
The only people who do that are mechanics. They tell you up front, here's the labor cost, but not that.
Yeah.
Something's not right.
He didn't want to acknowledge that they
there was
had a
10% raise. Yeah.
Well, we use that for a maintenance.
Yeah.
That's your problem. That's not our problem.
He's in business.
I mean, it's kind of a catch-22. It's not like we can say we're not going to pay it. If you don't decrease it, we're going to go with another company because we don't have that option.
That's going to be the question.
Right.
And I mean, I understand we've been with them since 2014. He's saying that the price hasn't changed, but in 2014 the gas prices were a lot higher than what they are now.
And they tried to stick us with a gas increase.
And we had 20 days of school more. Yeah.
Plus,
know,
also our reimbursement last year went down for transportation.
Went down.
I can't believe that because they played some game with it at the state level.
Yeah.
So we haven't got increases to cover it.
Well, what is going to be our posture? Because he's going to bring us a contract for $219. That's what you're going to receive.
We're not going to. We can't.
We do not have the resources. That's the next question. I need to go to you now. What do we have? Where are we standing financially?
Let's talk about the budget, then we'll go.
Yeah, we need to.
But they also can't absorb losing a $200,000 contract.
They ain't going to lose that, neither.
they'll continue.
That's why I asked them for a compromise.
They'll continue to provide, sir.
So we just need to be...
So you're going
to
make a counteroffer?
I almost thought he would. I thought he would.
Just to save money. I mean, this is ridiculous.
He might not feel like he's authorized to do whatever.
See how we're going to respond.
Yeah, that's why I go to that.
We'll counter at $100. Start low. Start really low and let them come back. Isn't that what that negotiation exercise? Pass the paper back and forth. All right. Bill, you're on, sir. Oh, and just as a FYI to everybody on the board, just so you guys remember, Bishop Thomas is taking on the role that Miss Davis. Resigned from his treasurer. So he's getting acclimated to the CBOC. He's had his training, and I don't know if anybody else needs the finance training, but try to get it done, the online.
Take up another
training.
Collection.
Yeah. Question.
Wait, that's not on.
I thought we have in the minutes that Bev Williams agreed to be the Miss Davis role person.
No, she is, but not. I'm saying eventually. Mm-hmm. She's just going to act as buffer. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but she wasn't able to come to the CBOC meeting.
He's actually been trying Bishop Thomas.
He's getting to that point.
Getting
online.
Okay.
But everybody, I think we have some outstanding folks that may need.
Do we know who needs? I mean,
I got mine.
It's not every year, right?
And thanks to your husband who helped me out.
I'm
about to see how.
I've had it a couple of times.
I've got little classes.
Yes. All right.
Those fancy stand up.
Okay, you're all set. Does everybody have a copy of the preliminary budget?
Yeah.
I want to stress the fact this is a preliminary budget because there's a lot of unknowns when I get into this, and I always get scared when I try to do the budget. This is for the time period July 1, 2018 through June 30, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's dependent on September 30th enrollment, and we're not there yet. Last year, we had 270 students. I based it on 270. I talked to Sherry and Marianne today, and they said we're at 274, but we're losing two kids to the 15th, moving back to Florida, and there's a couple other shaky, so we're in the 270 range. Okay? I'd like it to be higher, but that's where we're at. And there are vacancies. There were people that weren't hired, so I had to estimate what their salary was going to be and whether they were selecting health insurance or not. And so if someone has a bachelor's degree, we pay them less, but we get less from the state. If someone selects a family health insurance program, that costs us $20,000, but we'll get $20,000 from the state. So it affects both sides of the equation. So let me just start going through it. Like I said, this is very preliminary. And if you go back to page... go back to page 6 and 7 of your packet. When I came down to it, page 6 is what you're familiar with. This is where we get our funding from the state. And there's a lot of things behind the scenes on this number. But you see that $2,036,348. That's the amount of money we received last year from the state. And so what I did, if you go back to page 1, that's the amount of money I put in the budget. Because I don't know exactly the mix of kids or who the teachers are. You know, there's some turnover. So I wanted to be conservative, $2,036,000. Now, if we get less experienced teachers and more experienced teachers leaving, we could get less from the state. But I don't know all those things right now. So I was conservative. I went $2,036,000. Then if you look on the next page, page 7, that shows the money we received last year from the local school districts. The total was $352,000. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened last year was the state cut everybody by about $26 million statewide. For us, it was about $43,000. And so I'm hoping that since the state gave them less state money, they'll spend more local money, which will increase the cost per pupil. Now, last year, remember, that didn't happen. So, again, I'm going conservative. If I take that $352,000 at the top, I'm adding, go to the bottom where my handwriting is, that $1,488, I'm putting interest in. And then we had an IT credit we're supposed to get of $6,858. So that's how I come up. If you go back to page 1, that's what I come up for with the local district funding, a $361,197.25. You follow that, or am I going too fast?
Too fast.
Too fast? Am I going too fast?
No.
Okay. So let's start back on page one then. Educational sustainment. That's a specific state fund. And again, this is an estimate for this year. On September 30th, we'll do a Division I count for this school. They'll do a Division I count for the entire state. Whatever our percentage of that is, they have a pot of money for sustainment. We'll get a percentage. This is the number we had last year. That's what they started with. And they say they'll give us 90%. So you see we receive 90% of that. The next one is minor capital improvement. That has nothing to do with enrollment. It's based on the facilities you have here. We're going to get $43,602. That number's not going to change. It's not going to change based on September 30th. The next number, I told you what I came up with there, that $2,036,000, and I hope that number's higher. Like I said, I came down this morning, no, this afternoon, and I asked Mary Ann, the screen is shut out completely. We can't get in to look at a number, okay? The same thing with the local district funding, that's completely shut out. So I can't see anything there, so I was conservative because I did this budget before today. Then if you look at food service, go back to page 7, and I wrote on there what I have. Last year, we took in $240,949.90. It's my handwriting down at the bottom. That's the revenue we took in, and that's basically a reimbursement for breakfast and lunch here. And every kid qualifies here to get a free breakfast and free lunch, which isn't the same in every school. And then remember, we had a large balance in food service. That $126,277 is our entire balance in local funds, I mean local food service. If you add those together, go back to page 1, that's the $367,227.19 that I have in the budget. The local carryover, that was our balance in local funds at the end of last year. I had to use the whole balance to balance this budget. And then those other accounts, that's money that's there. So if you look at that, going back up to the money received, we received $1.5 million in unit formula. We're supposed to get about 80%. We got 76.8 in local district funding. That's interest on our account. It's only $51. They gave us very little, even though we have a couple hundred thousand in the account. The local food service, that's the federal reimbursement for the month of June. That always comes in late. And the other three accounts, that's money that's already sitting there as of June 30, so that's all there.
Do we get interest on that money?
We get interest. They calculate it and give it to us. It's $51. That's all they gave us. Some places you get maybe $100. You know, it's just incredible. At one time, we used to get 5 or 6% interest on it, but now it's almost nothing. In fact, at Providence Creek, the year before, we got $27,000. Last year, we got $13,000 for the whole year. And they're sitting on a couple million dollars.
Jeez.
So I asked them up there to write to the state and find out what they're doing and what their formulas are, and I haven't gotten any answers yet. But our balance is nothing compared to other places. So if you look at that, we have about 58% of our money based on this budget of $2.9 million. Okay? Let's move on to expenses. There are 26 pay cycles in a year. The month of July at 2, so if we take 2 over 26, we should have spent 7.7% of our budget of salaries. We spent 7.8%, which is in the ballpark. OECs are a function of salaries except for health insurance, so that's in the ballpark. And then if you take 1 month out of 12, generally we should spend about 8.3% of our budget as of this time. If you look at the total, we're at 8.1, so we're within that preliminary budget. If you look at the Mosaica, we made the $50,000 payment, and that's the last payment, that's to my knowledge, on that project that we owed $650,000 on.
Where's the champagne? We need to sell it.
Yeah, really. We need something on that.
Okay. So then if you look at all the other categories, they're within the 8.3%. No questions. We'll move on. If we look at the next page, and again, if I look at the first page and if the budget's good, the money's going to come in based on what we have here and we're spending, you know, properly. The next pages are just more detail of what exists on page one. So if we look at the top, you see that termination salary sick. We had some people retire, so we had to pay them out their sick leave. We're going to get some reimbursement for the food service, but not the federal. And last year when they asked for it, we got a letter back from the state saying we haven't had a food service manager retire in some time. They don't have the form available yet to request the reimbursement. So I haven't put any number in there until I get the form from them. You remember seeing the letter because I questioned it. So we'll get some of that $5,900 back.
A new form, huh?
Yeah. And then if you look at the categories, you know, administration, we're 7-7. Teachers, we're 7-2. Cafeteria, we're up a little bit because what happens is when someone retires, their pension usually starts July 1st. But since they were a 10-month employee, they get paid during the summer. So we had to pay that person their July and August pay. So that's why we're a little bit ahead of the game there. Any questions up to that point? Okay, let's move on. As far as the OECs, we're running well. And if you look at the other categories, the month of July, there's not a lot of activity. And also, the state shuts down the system for about 2 weeks, so there's not a whole lot of activity in there. The only one that's above 8.3 is the postage, and I assume you do more mailings in the summer than anything else. Mm-hmm. Moving on to the next page, unless you have questions, what I want to point out is rent. Did you see the number there of 542,776? Last year, and this number isn't on your report, we paid 503,444. That's an increase of 39,332, a 7.8% increase. Now, I think 2 years ago we asked him for a reduction. They gave us 90,000. I think we need to schedule a meeting as soon as possible after September 30th to go after him because that's absorbent in terms of the increase. And since our balances are completely gone, we need to find somewhere to build up some balances. So that's just a recommendation of mine.
Okay, so can I just jump in really quickly, Bill? Based on that recommendation, we discussed this in CBOC. What I'd like to do before, we had a team that spoke with Henry to discuss the reduction in rent. Along with Bill, and I'd also like to ask Nancy, because she's dealt with Henry many, many times over the years, I would like to ask if there's anybody else on the board who would be interested.
And I would think Bev would probably make a good...
Bev as well.
She's treasurer.
Yeah,
and anyone else, I'll just open it up. I mean, we don't... Three or four people is all we really need.
I'd like to wait till after September 30th.
You know,
so
I have
hard numbers and rather... Because there's some estimates in there.
I agree. I just want to make... put it out to the board if anybody's interested. Because when we spoke to him the last time, it was once we presented him with the fact that... You know, I think we need to say this Mosaic payment came out of our FY 18 budget, not from last year's budget. That I think that will give us a little bit of negotiation room. But go ahead.
And then if you look at transportation, I put the 210 in there because that's the only number I had until I walked in here this evening and I saw the 219. So that's additional 9,000 possibly. And if you see, we don't make a payment there because we don't pay the month of July and August because basically the full months are September. We start paying in September for that. And then if you look down below, we paid the Mosaic payment, and again, we're at 8.1%. Moving on to page 4, unless you have any questions. This is just a listing of all of the accounts that we have at this particular location. And the first category is state funds. There's one new account there. See up above, it says Educational Opportunity Grant. Right now, we have $34,000. I have not included that in the budget because she said that's for mental health of students and counseling services. So that revenue is there, so it's not going to affect the budget. I don't know how she's going to spend it, but I've not included the revenue or the expense in this budget.
And that's only half.
So watch. Yeah, right. It's going to be a 60-some.
69. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then if you go down, I eliminated the FY16 federal funds because they've all expired and it's been all spent. In FY17, the only money we have available is money in IDEA preschool of $1,406.15. That'll revert if we don't spend it by 11:30. And if you look down below, in FY18, we spent some money there. I don't know if we can look at that and recode that to get rid of that. See, we spent $17.57. Could we recode that up to this federal program in a different year to get rid of it? Can we do that?
The fiscal year 17 is spent.
Mm-hmm. It is spent.
Yeah, we just got the bill,
okay.
So it's okay. Next month.
So then we're
off.
Good mm-hmm. because the next expiration would be 11:30. and then we'll get new FY19 funds. I think you got all the approvals, but the money hasn't appeared yet. So until it appears in the system, I don't do anything with it. Okay? So moving on. Whoa, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I look at the total for all funds. It's at 2.5 mil, and the total for all funds without budget is 2.97. So okay. What's the delta?
There's a lot. If you look around the side, I don't include federal funds or a lot of the local funds in the budget because the federal funds are for a specific purpose. And the budget always been very tight here. If I put that in the budget and we spend money incorrectly, it looks like we have money and we don't. So I've always been conservative. If you look at the asterisks out here, those are the accounts that it says here, the disappropriations include in the monthly financial report. I can't take money in Title I and pay electricity out of it. It's for specific purposes.
Okay, so that appropriation, those ones with the double asterisks are not included in this total?
Right, right. No, they're not. The ones with the asterisk are included in the budget. The ones with asterisks, without asterisks, are not. See, all your federal funds are not. And then we have things down here. We have educational opportunity grant. Remember I said up above?
Funds. Okay.
Remember I said educational opportunity grant fund I didn't include because I didn't know exactly how she was going to spend it, so I couldn't put it in an account code. And so it has no effect on our bottom line.
Okay.
Okay? Does that make sense?
Yep. So what you're telling me is that I need to add up those with the double asterisks, that not without the asterisks, and that should be the delta between the 29.7 and the 25.
Well, I see there's a mistake right here. She put the wrong asterisks on. There should be a double asterisk on cafeteria.
Okay. I was doing a little quick summary. Yeah. Something was.
And scholastic activity shouldn't have it on it. And
all the way over to the left.
On cafeteria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the way over to the left.
Okay, my copy she didn't. On my copy she didn't. Okay, okay. But that's the bottom line. We only use the certain ones. But then also, that's the difference.
Okay. Okay. Well, I have to find which one's on that you said. Because you said
no,
two.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got a different copy. I had the preliminary copy.
Okay.
And I told her to make changes, and I'm still on this one.
Okay, so okay, I need to put a double asterisk on local funds.
Here, let me go back.
Yeah, I just need to know which ones to add. I'm sure your math is good, but that's
right,
almost 500,000.
Right. That's basically it. I'll add them up and I'll check it out next time.
Okay. Local funds. Okay. All right.
Okay.
We'll get to that. Okay. Go ahead.
So then we can skip over page 6 and 7. I'm sorry. Wait, go back to the
web report. Before we
yes.
Go.
Yeah.
The educational opportunity grant. It says it was for mental use of. Behavioral intervention stuff, or can we?
Yeah. So what with that money, we're able to contract with a school counselor to provide therapy and counseling services to students with trauma or mental health needs, and also training on the teachers, which we just had a whole day's worth of training.
Like
they did 6 hours on how to deal with emotional and behavioral challenges within the classroom.
Okay. Good. All right.
But that money won't hire a counselor.
We'll be able to contract with one. Because with that, I couldn't hire a counselor because then you have to show that you can sustain it once the grant money is gone.
And so that could be like a contracted licensed social worker or psychologist or something.
Okay. Is that the same grant that we talked about applying for, but we didn't know we could use it for an employer? Was it about $69,000 or
something? Yeah, that's the same
one.
We're
going to talk about
that.
Student success.
Okay.
Let's go back to the web report. It looks like this. That's page. Now, what this is a summary. This is a state summary. Years ago, Christina went under by $20 million, so the state now requires to use this format to summarize your budget in one-page thing. And I made some changes down at the bottom. It shows that we made the last payment in July for $50,000. And then the other crucial thing on here, the payroll accrual for the summer of 2018 was $288,854.55. Do you see the last line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the accounts payable was $10,485.37. Now, the reason that's significant is this. Most of the people who are 10-month employees, they're done working in June. We still pay them July and August. So that's the payroll accrual. So the state, technically, to be in good stead with the state, you've got to have this $288,000 reserve plus this $10,000.
Yeah.
Right now we have, based on this preliminary budget, we have zero. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's move on.
Well, you can't leave us hanging like that.
Well, let's move on.
Yeah, because the projection is, yeah, where is that going to come from?
Yeah, well, right, we're going to get through this year. It's next year that's the problem. Okay? But let's talk about it more. I'd like you to read page 8, 9, and 10. And when you're done, I'd like to talk about it.
Good luck.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Let me explain what happened. After the last meeting, I called Kim Wheatley. And I said, Kim, I called and she wasn't in. They said she'll call you back. She'll call me back. So I waited until the next day. She didn't call, so I called again. And I talked to her secretary. And she said, what are you calling about? And I said, the student success grant. She said, well, she turned that over to Brooke Hughes and Jen Carlson. I said, could I talk to them? They're not available now. I said, could they call me back? Yes. So they called me back, and I know Brooke, I don't know Jen. And I explained my situation. I said, I'm very upfront with you. I said, the way I read this legislation is only for a reading teacher. I said, we were way ahead of everybody in the state. We've had a reading teacher all this time, even though we've had a tight budget. And as I read what you sent me, that's all I can use it for. You don't give me another option. She said, I don't think it's a problem. She said, put something in writing to Kim, which I did. Okay, and this page here is what I wrote. And I don't know if I did well or not, but I wrote it.
It's nice about it.
Okay, so I was hoping any day, and I think just this week or last week, you called me and she said it was turned down. Now, this is interesting. It says here, I would suggest that you submit a formal request to OMB. Do you see that on this page here?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look up the top. Look at the top of page 9. Do you see who's it? Mary Nash Wilson, who gave the response, she's at OMB.
Yeah.
So when I come down today, I said, let's send another letter to Kim stating, you know, what is a formal request? Is there a specific form? Are there guidelines for it? And then who do I write to at OMB? And what's their email address? But this is just, and then if you read this thing here, I feel a little bad about this. Remember I mentioned the last time, I said I could probably get away with it, but I don't want to do something that could come back to haunt me. And you see what they say? Mm-hmm. They were very open and transparent. But if you look at the guidelines here that I think I gave you in the packet the last time, the purpose is a reading interventionist. It doesn't tell you what else you can do with it. So I'm going to, when I get that response, I'm going to write again and say, if I can't use it for that, can I use it for energy? Can I pay utilities? What can I do? Is it going to expire in a year? And if it doesn't work here, this is $80,000 we need to have as a reserve for next year.
We need it.
Plus, we need to go after the landowner and get about $50,000 to $80,000 out of him, so we have some reserve for next year. Because I'm not only concerned about this year, I'm concerned about next year. Now, I don't know what the final budget's going to look like after September 30th. Now, and then the next thing I'd like to talk about, if you want to, is the raise. I just put something on here very simple, and let me explain it to you. The way it talks about is it says a 2% increase on state salary. So I took two people at random. I took someone as a bachelor's degree, 2 years experience, and the person currently here, a 2% raise would be $650, $670. If I gave it on state salary only, they get $585. Here's someone with a master's degree, 2 years experience. The current salary is this. If we did it on a state salary, they get that. Now, when I did this budget, I did it based on last year's state revenue. So the state's going to pass money through to us, okay, which I haven't included in here. So if you people are comfortable using all reserves for this year, given the unknowns, I'd like to recommend that you go 2% on total salary, because these people waited long enough, instead of the 2% on state. Because it's very hard to explain to people state salary, because see here, we don't have a salary schedule like districts. They have a state and local salary schedule. So it's going to be a bear to try to explain it to people, because I don't think the average person here knows what their state salary is for their position. So to make it really easy, and it's a little bit more money, but I think it'll come out in the wash, because we talked about it beforehand. We don't do it to returning people, because they're the ones that have taken the hit over the years. The new people, they get the salary they get. So between that, I hope I'd save the differential, and people can figure out their amounts without a lot of confusion. Now, that's just my thoughts. And like I said, I think they deserve it. I'm uncomfortable the position we're in, but we've got to go after the student success. We got to go after the loan landowner, and we got to spend our money wisely this year, or next year we're going to have a difficult situation, because, you know, with Mosaica, we haven't been getting state raises, we haven't been getting local raises, so we've used up our reserves. So, and like I said, when I started out, I didn't know if we could balance the budget, but I think we're okay.
So Sherry has a question.
Okay. I just want to add on to what Bill said, just in case somebody didn't understand from last meeting. The state gave a 2% raise to all state employees. In July, so it's not coming out of our actual budget. Bill didn't even
add in the 2%. I didn't know what the numbers would be.
So this is, it wouldn't interfere with the budget that he did.
All right, so can I jump in? I'm going to recommend that, Bill, since you've looked at the numbers and it's something we can absorb, I'm going to recommend that we have to honor the state budget increase. But I agree that given the dedication and the loyalty of our teachers, that we do it based on their salaries and not the salary.
Now, we're going to be a little bit late in doing it, but we can do it retroactively so they'll get full effect of it, because we'd have to have it ready now.
Sure.
And I didn't know if you wanted to go 2% on state, 2% on total, and I was sort of torn.
So,
but I know their concerns, and that's why I'm going that way. And like I said, I hope you understand.
So for the
unless
record,
this budget gets better, we're tight, and you guys have known we're tight.
And any idea what the total cost would be?
Yeah, I did a quick estimate. I have one of these papers here.
While you're looking
give me a minute.
Looking for that, Bill, for the record, I'm going to just ask that we have a vote.
Okay.
Just so we're clear on we're doing it, and
just,
we keep within the business.
Just ballpark, I figure it's about $20,000, but then you have to add 32% to it for FICA and pension, so it's about $27,000. That's ballpark.
Okay.
So I have a question.
Sure.
Because it's one of the questions that they asked me. So mm-hmm. You said that it would be late, but retroactive.
Yeah.
So do you know when?
Well, no. I'd have
to
know. Mary Ann has to do the calculations, okay? I got to talk to Tammy, because Tammy does for capital, okay? She's got all of her people to do in a big district. She just had someone shoot themselves in the head, and she had some other problems. So I know she's up to her ears right now. Plus, they don't give us much time. It has to be done by Wednesday. So what would happen is we will get back to you. I'm going to call Tammy next week and say, Tammy, when can you do this? And what it would look like is if your salary now was, say, $50,000, okay, we'd put the new amount in, and I don't know if she wants to do the retro at the same time or not. because when she goes in, she has to go into every person, she has to go in the system and put their MOID number, all the coding and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so if you would get 1/26th of it every pay, so we would put the new amount in, and then if we were short two pays, we'd do a retro for 20, I mean, three pays times that. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, does that make sense?
Yeah, so at the very least, when we vote
you'll
tonight,
you'll get the full
amount. When we vote tonight, Ms. McCarthy, you can report back to the teachers that the board has voted for. I mean, you guys feel comfortable with that?
Like I said, I'm not completely comfortable, but given our situation and how dedicated they've been, I don't think the 26 is going to, you know, if we got problems, it's not going to be for that 26 or 27,000. It's other issues.
This is a can of worms. I think it should come from me when I do their contracts rather than McCarthy.
Okay.
Because the new
so
folks.
So I'll just say it was discussed.
The new folks
right.
will
There's
not be getting it.
Two. Yeah,
and
yeah,
I
okay.
can say that it was discussed and Mrs. Marshall will be coming to you with your contract.
Yeah. Because this 2% was on salaries as of July, so the ones that were hired this month will not be getting it.
Oh yeah, and yeah,
so,
okay.
The new
I agree. Yeah, and that can be explained to them.
I mean, I think that's explanatory, but
yeah. did that make sense to you or not?
Yeah, no.
Okay, so I'll try to get to Tammy. I don't think anybody works tomorrow, probably not Monday. I'll try to get to her and see what her schedule's like because, see, she only has limited time to get in the system too, and it's very difficult to win. You got to set two different lines of coding for every person. Plus, she's got all those people in capital that she's got. And the system's only open certain hours. But you'll be made whole. Whatever 2% is in your salary, you will get that.
Okay. So, office, I'm just going to say is that the issue was discussed, and Mrs. Marshall will be coming around individually to speak to everyone individually.
Yeah, I might have just got a simple way to handle it. So, two things we have to do. One, and we don't need to vote on this, but as a sort of consensus by voice vote, I think we can agree that Bill, we will let Bill and Sherry handle the formal process, whatever the formal process is with OMB to pursue the 78,000. I mean, is the board all in agreement with that? I mean, we don't necessarily need a vote, but that's money that we need to get an answer on.
And if we get turned down at this level, I think we ought to keep fighting it.
Yeah.
Because I just think that's ridiculous.
Any questions on that?
Unless you're a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
What do you think from what I've told you or what you've seen? Does that make sense?
I guess it just depend on the legislative intent because from what I recall from the last meeting, this wasn't even something that was passed, right? It was just legislation. Or is this a bill that's already been passed?
It's already been passed.
Okay.
On the last month's report, I gave you a copy of this thing.
Yeah, but I thought when we were talking about, I don't know, maybe that was just my recollection, that it wasn't, that it was just legislation,
it's been approved.
Okay, so, I mean, it just we have to look at the legislative intent, you know, as to what exactly, you know, they're looking to do with that piece of legislation. I understand what you're saying about the reading interventionist, and I guess my only question would be, I mean, why can't we take that money and use it to pay the reading interventionist money is paying her now? Like, if we don't have that grant to pay her now.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, we're paying her, and that's her being Tracy, out of local money, so out of our budget
salary.
But they're saying because we already have the money to do that, it would be supplanting.
Yeah, because they're looking at the bill is like for a new reading.
That's health insurance.
I mean, I can look at it.
Yeah. But still.
But I haven't reviewed it independently to give you that type of definitive answer.
But what bothered me is she didn't give me a reason why it was turned down. She just said, "We can't honor."
I
mean, that's what the state says. I mean, if you ask for disability, they just, unless you get an attorney.
But I'm going to ask them, where can I spend it if I can't spend it?
Yeah, let's just keep moving forward. So, I mean,
And we have time. You know, I'm going to code her the way we did in the past, but that's money I'm looking forward to set aside for next year.
So I'll now.
After the landlord, too.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the 2% increase and the overall salaries of our returning teachers. And I think I'm going to make it that way, not to confuse them with newly hired teachers.
So moved.
All right, it's been moved by Dr. Leone.
Second.
All right, seconded by Bishop Thomas and Mrs. Robinson that we approve a 2% increase in the current salaries of our returning faculty members for 2018-2019. All in favor?
Aye.
And I'm sorry, I have a question on what's, this is for all staff, right? Not just...
No.
Just the...
That's for teachers.
Teachers.
The secretaries and custodians and paras get $1,000.
Okay,
well,
so...
I was asked about that, too.
Yes.
All right,
it's
so...
It's specific in the law.
All right, so I'm going to just save
because
for...
I think they're lower paid than even the teachers, so it's a little bit different there. And then one other thing we talked about, just to make it clear, we have two people who are hourly people, and I said we could increase their hourly rate by 2% because when people get raises... And other people don't.
Yeah, it creates
a problem. Yeah. So they're only making $10 an hour. I suggest they go to $10.20 an hour. You know, they all participate in that.
Okay, so I'll leave the motion as is for
That make sense?
For returning faculty slash teachers. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, so the motion carries. However you guys want to handle it, and we'll let Sherry deal with it on an individual basis. But Ms. McCarthy, you can let them know that it was discussed. Sherry will... jump in. Any other questions on the finances? All right, I'll now entertain a motion to approve the budget as of July 31st, 2018.
I move that we approve the budget presented for 2018 to 2019.
It's been moved by Dr. Fletcher, seconded by Mrs. Robinson, that we approve the proposed FY 18-19 budget as of July 31st, 2018. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
And I'll abstain until I actually take this training.
Oh, no, no,
so
you can.
What exactly that I'm.
Okay, we can. We'll record.
I just think that that would be prudent on my part.
Sure. We'll record.
She'll be an expert then.
Yeah. We will record Ms. Holmes' abstention until she completes the finance training. So when you have an evening you want to go to sleep, you can get on computer.
That's not going to do any good. Sleeping through it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's the most exciting webinar you'll ever watch.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We do have some issues to discuss in executive session. In the interest of time, I'm going to ask the board, do you guys mind going into an executive session now since we have some members that have to leave?
Okay.
Is that okay with you guys?
Let's go.
Yes, yes, Marianne, you can stay.
I can stay?
Yep. All right, so entertain a motion to go into executive session. I got to hear a motion. I'm sorry.
So move.
All right, moved by Dr. Fletcher.
Second.
Seconded by Dr. Leone that we go into executive session at 7:03. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are off the record. Fletcher.
Second.
Seconded by Bishop Thomas. We come out of executive session at 7:29. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we're back on the record.
All right, back to school late. At what time?
6:30. 6:06.
All right, Sherry, do you have anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, Ms. McCarthy?
I really think everything, I had a whole long laundry list here, but I think everything was addressed. Several people came to me about the raises with questions that's been addressed. Several people asked when contracts will be done. I kind of think they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
That you couldn't do those until you had an answer on that. Believe it or not, someone asked if someone on the board followed up with our landlord regarding lowering our rent for this year, too.
I know
you already spoke about that. They asked if anyone's followed up with any financial institutions to see if the school could get a loan to buy our building. And if anyone's contacted any corporations to see if anybody would sponsor us to help pay for the building.
Well,
busy this time.
Those are all great questions.
They're interesting things this time.
And I'm glad the teachers are thinking about those things, too, because
mm-hmm.
it shows that they are dedicated to
yes.
seeing the longevity of this school. Yes.
And I know we forgot to mention this, but we were very fortunate prior to the start of school to have members from the United Way come in to distribute all kinds of stuff to our teachers, as well as assist teachers with their classrooms and stuff like that.
Oh.
It was awesome. It was absolutely, I mean, what was it, Sherry, about 7 or 8 people?
And then I think we ended up with 7.
Elks came through with their the grant money from that. Last year. They've donated a lot of things.
Okay. So, and we can all start thinking, I mean, in that board, the Dana training, I don't know if you guys took the survey, but there were some questions in there about fundraising, and as board members, that's one of our obligations. I know at Dell State, we just got Apple to sponsor every freshman and every faculty member getting an iPad or a MacBook. So there are companies out there willing to do things. We just have to come with the right proposal, and they're, you know, it gives them a huge tax break, but it also is a feel-good thing for publicity's sake for some of these companies, so we just have to put our heads together on that. So I'll
need to be careful we don't let somebody like Dogfish Head Brewery or
yeah, Budweiser. We don't want a Budweiser truck out in front of the building. That wouldn't look too good. I'm sure the Delaware State News would have to be right over there. All right. Any other news announcements? All right. Hearing none, I'll now entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. It's been moved by Dr. Leone. Seconded by Ms. McCarthy and Bishop Thomas, that we adjourn as of 7:33 p.m. on August 30th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. We're off the record.